Well, if it's good news to Lamar Odom's family, we're about to find out, though. Joining us on the Ticket Hotline, you've seen him before on Chloe and Lamar. He's been featured a couple of times, so I guess we could call him reality TV star and father of Lamar Odom. It's Joe Odom. Good morning, Joe.
Yeah. Well, hello, you got me down there.
Yeah, we got you down here.
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit now.
Well, tell us...
I got this new damn flip phone. I can't hear a damn thing out of it.
Okay.
Flip phone.
Well, tell us what you thought when you heard the news yesterday that the Mavericks had said that they were done with Lamar Odom.
Hey, look here. Look here now. Dallas done found out what I knew since Lamar was 4 years old.
What's that?
That he's the biggest vagina in the world that ain't connected to Rosie O'Donnell.
Golly.
So, I've been telling him this a year. I could have told Mark Cuban that.
So you knew this wasn't going to work out in Dallas, huh?
No. Lamar ain't got no fight in him. If he had been a soldier on D-Day, Hitler would still be enjoying his summer home in Tallahassee. No, that's true now.
Well, that's your own son you're talking about there.
Yo, Lamar about to work his teeth on a boar hog. You know that. Everybody knows. You know what? His mama knew it, too.
Really?
Yeah, she used to dress him in frilly skirts and everything, and he loved it. He'd all dress up, he'd prance around that high school. He's crazy.
Really?
That man's absolutely crazy. You know what I think that white girl they done mixed up with made him crazy? What's her name, Connie?
Chloe.
Connie. Oh, she ain't Connie? Who's that warlord in Uganda? Is that Chloe?
Yeah, I think you're confused there.
You don't know your own daughter-in-law?
No, I ain't never met her. I've met her a few times. But I can't keep them straight. They all look the same to me.
Those Kardashians?
Yeah, I just think Lamar, he cray-cray for the vajayjay.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what kind of trick she can do there with that girl pocket, but
it doesn't
make him into a big, crazy-ass ball in the hell with his rugs. I mean, I think...
This is Joe Odom, Lamar Odom's father, discussing the Mavericks putting Lamar on the inactive list, basically. So,
Joe Odom.
Have you talked to Lamar?
Well, you know, I call him, I left a message down there, but he didn't call me back. I don't know, he ain't answering his phone and everything. Unless you're Ryan Seacrest or something, he don't want to talk to you.
He's all about Hollywood, huh?
He's all about Hollywood. You know, Mark Cuban, he done. Mark Cuban need to apologize to the Maverick fans out there.
You think so?
Yeah.
For making this deal for Lamar Odom?
No, for Sean Bradley and that benefactor show. That thing worse than Lamar ever was. Hey, let me ask you something. You two guys, you're on the radio, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
All right, which one of them three Kardashians had that big old dumpster hat?
I believe that's Kim.
What's that?
I think that's Kim, yeah, Chloe's sister Kim.
Oh, Lord, I love that one. I tell you what, she looked like she could bend over and open them cow flaps and drop a series of medicine balls out of them.
Oh, my God.
I don't know
that that's something to be attracted to.
I like that. You bring that on. You back that up. She looked like she got two camel humps taped to a brown makeup.
Oh, man. Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Please.
What the heck?
God. Hey, Lamar need to get back out here to L.A. and help his pappy. Help his pappy get in the club, get some of that girl ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only reason why you want to get him back there, huh?
Hey, you guys down in Dallas, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Let me come play with them Mavericks. I guarantee you I can score more than 2 points and one rebound. That's the wrong Odom.
Cuban should have signed you.
I'm 63 and bow-legged, too.
And you can still outscore Lamar, huh?
You damn straight. I can see out of my good eye enough to shoot.
Well, maybe the Mavericks will take a flyer on you next year.
All right. Hey, what did, let me ask you something.
He's going to keep us on all day.
What?
Can you give me back 20 bucks?
George?
We'll send you 20 bucks.
Yeah, it's worth that 20 bucks to have you on once a week.
All right, you send me 20 bucks. I got to pay off this bet. I bet some guy that Lamar wouldn't last through the end of the season and actually, I bet that he could last. The other guy said he couldn't. The other guy was right. I ain't no more son. I tell you what, coming around, not going to beat you.
Okay. Okay, we'll see ya. There goes, allegedly, Joe Odom, Lamar's dad.